Hey everybody, welcome back.
Welcome back.
We're all here.
Got the band back together. Got
Jack Ryan, as y'all can hear, is back from his mission there.
Back from the mission.
Classified mission. He can't talk about it much.
All you gotta know is we saved the world.
We did already. That was quick.
Quick. Yeah, I mean, you know, all day, every day, baby.
We do what we can.
Mr. Easy. Mr. Easy is always with us here. How you doing, Mr. Easy? How's the family? It's been a while.
Good. Daughter's napping. Wife's, I think, eating lunch, which is probably what we should be doing. But, you know.
But here we are.
But we're not, so it's okay.
I don't eat. That's a social construct that I don't abide by.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, clones don't really have to eat, so.
This is true. But I can't confirm nor deny your statement there, so. Although I already said that it was true. Anyways, guys, welcome back. It's been a while. We got a couple of things that we want to sort of run by. It's been, like I said, it's been a while.
It's probably been too long, actually.
Too much news is going on right now. I just didn't feel right about sitting on the fence. Felt like, we should jump in a little bit. You know, you got everything going on with this ridiculous, you know, creepy billionaire Epstein. Of course, you know, we all know a little about that. So we're
for those that don't, Ryan, please just give us a quick cliff notes of who this guy is. Yeah, why did he go down? What's going on there?
Quick cliff notes on him. So like this dude's this older dude, Epstein, he's from New York.
He's in his 60s, right? I think 60s, he's like, 70s, he's in his 60s.
Billionaire. Nobody really knows exactly how he got his money. Super duper shady. In league with some really shady people. Dude just got busted for running what looks to be a child sex trafficking ring from this little, you know, island where it's said that the world's elite, the rich and the powerful and the celebrities and government officials and all kinds of people like this will go to the island, do dirty business with those who are not of age. And then he would get them on tape, use it as blackmail. And that was how, you know, certain factions controlled certain elements of certain other factions. So it all gets really sticky, creepy, gross, awful. And this is all coming to light, you know, dark to light. And how far the tentacles are going to go on this, we're just going to have to see. But I have a feeling this time it's going to be a long, long, long way.
Yeah.
Allegedly, right? Allegedly.
Cause I guess allegedly, yeah.
We still have to prosecute him if we get to see that day, which I truly hope that we do.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And it's also one of those things that, you know, I mean, we all kind of talked about it a little bit where it's almost like it's not as mainstream as it should be.
Yeah.
You know, this is something you'd think you'd see everywhere, but it's not necessarily everywhere.
I've seen it on CNN, but, I mean, I don't know exactly how deep they got into it. Probably not very. And they're certainly going other stories to run.
I heard somewhere, and again, this is speculation because I don't watch CNN. I don't really watch any sort of cable news. If I do, it's like local news, you know, here, see what's going on locally. but I heard that Mr. Cuomo, Chris Cuomo, I guess is the guy's name over at CNN. And if you think that sounds familiar to the New York mayor, not the mayor. What was the guy's name? There's a Cuomo in New York. He was like a senator of some sort. Yes, they're related. Anyways.
Mario.
Well, apparently I heard that some folks are claiming that Chris Cuomo said to his viewers to please not look into the passengers and Epstein's friends, whatever the hell that means. I guess he meant like that they're on it because they're journalists. They're working on it. So for us to just wait it out and not look into it, I guess that's what he was meaning to.
That's what the media wants anyway, right? Because I mean,
nothing to see here. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
They don't want people like I'll even go as far as, you know, they don't want people like us or you know, especially even like not even necessarily just us. So like let's go with somebody a much much bigger with a much louder voice, right? Somebody like Joe Rogan, interviewing somebody with it, because everybody listens to Joe Rogan. He has great podcasts. They sure as hell probably don't want Alex Jones barking up that tree.
Dear God.
Because they're already trying to put him through the ringer, but he's been talking about this kind of stuff for years at this point.
For decades.
You know, it's one of those things where, in a lot of ways, you know, somebody like Alex Jones is being almost vindicated.
I still can't ever fully vindicate Alex Jones for his Freemasonry, but
I'm not necessarily saying
everything. Pause. Hold on. I don't want to overlook that. What was that, Jack Ryan?
Oh yeah, he went on a diatribe once. This is a long time ago, 15 years ago at least, talking about how there's only 33 degrees of Freemasonry open to humans. It was that day that I sort of lost interest in him.
Because higher than that has to be aliens,
being higher degrees.
Yeah,
I heard about that.
I never heard about that. That one was somewhat cringeworthy for me, but I've always felt like Alex Jones sprinkles in just enough nuggets of truth to be, you know, to appear credible, than with like a whole bunch of tacked on top of all that.
I think a lot of it for him, right, is like a tactic, right? So they can try to brand him as a loony.
Yeah, maybe.
But then you have people like us who will actually sit down and look at it and then pull the pieces of those nuggets out, right, and go, okay, well, what is this actually talking about? What is he actually alluding to? So, you know, so they're not like super, well, they are now, but they did for a long time go after him super hardcore, even though, you know, he's responsible.
Well, even now.
Bohemian Grove footage we've got and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. He's the platform. I mean, he's essentially the platform.
100%, yeah.
Does he still have a site? Sure, but it's not the same. He doesn't have their, you know, they cut off his reach. By law, and I am no fan. I was no fan of his at all. Am I a fan of some of his work, like Bohemian Grove? As a tinfoil hat person, yeah, I am. And gives props to him for that, for shit like that. Because we wouldn't have known had it not been for him. The only side of Bohemian Grove that we would have gotten would have been from the news, right? Like the news. Oh, everybody here is arriving here at the woods. Just high officials and powerful individuals with influence are just gathering in the woods. Nothing he'd see here. That's all that we would have seen from Bohemian Grove. But thanks to, you know, AJ going in there into the woods and filming some of that, whether he was allowed to, you know, for controlled narrative, I don't know. But I can appreciate truth, even if it's sprinkled amongst bullshit. If you will.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, if you look, I mean, there's other examples of that too. In especially now, I mean, Jim Carrey's one of those.
Poor guy. He's lost his shit, man.
And see, that's my point exactly, right? So like he talks about it, and but at the same time, he's labeled as a loon. And
well, he is a loon.
I'm not saying he's not. I'm just saying
that he's definitely on the spectrum.
When it comes to his grains of truth that he drops, people just automatically go, "Oh, well, he's crazy." Don't pay no attention to him.
Well, let me add to that. That's a great segue to sort of some of the stuff that we were gonna go over and sort of run down again, because we've done. And for those new folks, thank you for tuning in and welcome. We got a couple of episodes on the backlog there that you can go through. One of them being, two of them actually being, one is MK Ultra, and the other one was Revisited. You know, we try to do our best, you know, as individuals that, I mean, I know I'm 34 years old. Brandon's around that. So it's Ryan. You know, so we got over at least, 15, 20 plus years together combined of searching and digging through.
Oh, yeah.
You know, tinfoil hat. Stuff, if you want to call it that. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, I was just gonna say, I was actually talking with a friend of mine a little earlier today, actually, before we started this. We were talking about it, and I told him we're getting ready to record a podcast, and he's like, "Oh, what are y'all doing?" And I was like, "Oh, we're gonna talk about a little bit conspiracy stuff, a little bit, you know, but was like, but with ours, we don't really. We do get left field with it, but not very much. For the most part, we try to stay along the lines, and we like to stay along the lines of stuff that we can go back and go, here's the government document supporting what we're talking about.
Yeah,
you know, we're not psychopaths and we're not crazy, because there's actual documentation on it. And if you think that they don't have newer versions of this old stuff that's coming out now, then you're just letting yourself be blinded. You know, you don't want to know the truth. You want to be living your, you want to hide and be your couch potato and just ignore it. And when all the shit actually hits the fan, even more so than it already has, then I get to say I told you so.
Exactly.
Well, look, guys, I mean, it's 2019. At this point, ignorance is a choice.
Oh,
it really is.
Yeah.
It's totally a choice. Now, if you're, you know, if for individuals that are relying on CNN, MSNBC, Fox, any of them to give them a full dose of the truth, yeah. I mean, in 2019, if you don't know about Project Mockingbird, or at the very least that, just plain simply, that the news are owned, what is it, 90% of them are owned by six corporations, Viacom, Disney, and I forget the other ones. I don't know if you guys can name drop those at the top of your head.
The other ones off the top of my head.
Was it Time? It wasn't. It was Time Warner, but they sold or merged with somebody else. So that point being is 90% of our news media is all controlled by a few selected people, and you know, you have the echo chamber. They get together. If you don't believe us or the news, just, you know, wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning and just see what the news headlines at 4 o'clock in the morning are, and you'll see, you'll notice that it almost everybody is saying, you know, gonna report on the same thing. How is it?
Man, speaking of,
even if it's small things,
speaking of all that, I came across something actually really interesting. I was you know, doing a little bit of research on the Bronfmans, who you know, one of them was involved in the Nexium scandal. Mm. And the Bronfman family, of course, owned the Seagram's company.
Oh yeah.
And I didn't know this till I started digging, but they have a lot of connections to the good old, you know, everybody's favorite family in Europe, the Rothschilds. And so they've got connections there, and Seagram's actually got kind of out of the booze business. And they jumped wholeheartedly into the entertainment business. Like, everything Universal, that's all owned by Seagram. And I think they've actually sold out to someone else by now. I don't know all the ins and outs of their businesses.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it was all really well interwoven. So it's, you know, you're looking at, like, you know, possible, you know, direct control of media outlets by people who are associated with, like, the Morgan families and Rothschild's families and all that. I mean, you know, you start following the money and start following the paper trails, and things just get really screwy. So.
Huh. I didn't know that. I did not know that.
You know, and
really interesting.
And folks, and I can understand how it could be hard to grasp of, like, what, how can, you know, a bunch of people get together and with one common goal? We, you know, we can barely agree on anything.
Yeah, right.
And the end, the real answer to that is a plan. I mean, we all have jobs. Most of us have jobs, right? Mm-hmm. You're told you go in and you know to perform your task, and the person next to you knows how to perform their task. They don't know what the end goal is, but the CEO of your company, right? They have a mission statement. They took the time. They gathered with their board members and they came up with a plan. And how the company's is going to go from point A to point B. This is no different. I mean, there's plenty of paperwork out there. There's plenty of paper trails. There's plenty of videos of Senate hearings. The one in particular that I think we've touched upon, which was in Project Mockingbird, where the Senate called upon the three-letter agency, the Clowns in America, to come and testify in front of the Senate of what they were doing and what this whole Project Mockingbird was, which was, you know, in shortest terms, they were training agents and taking those same agents that are supposed to be, you know, espionage across and abroad, not in the homeland. And they were plugging them in different news organizations. And this was prior to the big consolidation of media. We're talking about, they were entering agents, you know, in local news departments to high news department, you know, from your local Fox 5 to your CNNs. You know, they were all over the place, you know. If anybody's interested, go check out what Anderson Cooper's background is. He comes from the farm. And let's not even get into his own family. That could be a whole episode on its own.
Probably should be.
Yeah.
Wink, wink.
Certainly not convinced.
I'll
blame.
Yeah. In either case, so we wanted to go down this whole month. We wanted to use the Epstein and the NXVM latest news as a launching point or relaunching point, rather, to sort of, you know, grab a couple of snippets that we've covered already on the MK Ultra episodes on either one of those two. we've been able to come up with a few more digs, if you will, or crumbs. Mr. Easy, myself, and Ryan there, we were able to find the actual breakdown, or at least the proposed breakdown of how that program works. I don't know if you've heard before, but my take on this, the whole MK Ultra, which again, another one of those that had a Senate hearing back in the day. Feel free to go into YouTube and you know, see if you can pull up the videos of the hearings of when this Congress asked questions about what is this MK Ultra programming that CIA is running and what does it consist of? What are you doing? How do you, you know, and there's not a lot of paperwork, but there's enough paperwork there that we can remove our tinfoil hats and say, oh, this actually did happen.
So on that, so like if anybody wants to like look at actual MK Ultra documents, there's over 20,000 MK Ultra documents that have been released at this point.
Oh yeah, I mean, you spent your whole life reading all.
Yeah, there are tons and tons of them. I've been slowly going through a lot of them myself, and it's a lot. And some of them, and I haven't even got any of the good stuff. I've mostly just been going through financial records for it so far. And even some of the stuff it alludes to that they paid for that kind of outlines what it's for is really interesting. Some of it's for stuff like DNA categorization. Some of it's for hypnosis studies. Some of it's for a compact non-detectable lie detector. And all of this stuff is all like, we're talking 50s, 60s time frame, not current. So
yeah, no, this is stuff that was being, and for those, again, if this is brand new to you guys, you know, welcome. And we encourage you folks to just do your own research and dig. You know, we're no experts. We just been individually following these rabbit holes freely on our free time. You know, different rabbit holes. Like me, for instance, I've spent years, you know, the whole UFO thing and the aliens and the grays and government corruption and all that. Mr. Easy himself being part of the armed forces there at some point in his life as well. So he's had a dose of reality as well as like having some tangible evidence that he can't speak to due to a security, national security.
No, that's just
that is a thing that does exist. It does exist. I mean, there are things that, you know, they're right to say, let's call national security matters, because if we release this, people will lose their shit. There is some of that, right? Like if the government were to come out and say Lucifer does exist and this is what he looks like and here's his picture, majority of the people are going to lose their shit. Right?
Oh, yeah,
and it's going to raise a bunch of other questions. So you're better off just saying, let's just classify this and no one that works on this matter can say shit about it until we figure it out.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely makes sense. And I mean, man, there's just a lot of messed up stuff. And then, you know, you start, if you only go towards the surface, you know, you look up MKUltra and then you see that, oh, the project was discontinued in like, what, the 70s. But I mean, if you're even halfway unplugged from the matrix of pop culture and the news media, you can look around and just see how all the brainwashing and mind control works. I mean, it's on a mass level and it freaking works.
It does. Yeah, no. There's patterns. I was trying to look through here on some of the stuff that I sent it to you, Brandon. If you wouldn't mind going into your IG account there and pull up that the pattern with the television, which connects to the VCR, which has to be connected to a transmitter.
I'm looking for it.
And those papers actually just came out.
Okay, so
within the last year, part of the Freedom of Information Act.
I can give that patent number.
Yeah, and again, folks, this is part of Freedom of Information Act that we've been able to gather those documents, and you yourselves can go out and pull those up and see there's some validity to our concerns here, right? And to Brian's point of the whole MK Ultra being discontinued, you know, one of the things that I alluded to, I think that whatever the CIA was working on as far as MK Ultra, they were able to get to a point where it's like, oh, we can close this now and actually throw it to market. So whoever wants to buy this programming that we know and we have, you know, instructions of how you can have, you know, take a human being that's just like a random Joe, you know, throw them into a Delta MK Ultra program. The Delta being that's the killer version of the MK Ultra. So MK Ultra is the tree, and then that tree has branches and it has roots. So MK Ultra, think of MK Ultra as the trunk, right? And yeah. And that trunk splits into different portions of a mind control, if you will. So there's the alpha, there's the beta, there's delta, there's theta, omega, and gamma. So the delta, which I just mentioned, it has to do with the killer, like how you're able to compartmentalize and break the brain up of a human, just a random Joe.
Mm-hmm. Before we get any farther with this part, do you have that layout that you can send us?
I have it, but this is actually from one of those individuals that follows QAnon. It's one of his videos. That's where I got the breakdown from. So this is my. I'm sure this is not an official breakdown as far as government goes, like .gov.
Oh yeah.
But he does a really good job of breaking down and giving it, you know, alpha beta names, and then sort of breaking down what those can sort of address, right? Yes. Right. So the alpha is just the base programming. That's just your typical, you know, when I go ba da ba ba ba, you go, oh shit, I want some McDonald's fries. You know, that's your alpha MK Ultra program. That's you know, it's used by marketing companies, it's used in the military as part of boot, which Mr. Easy can speak to there. It's just a very base compartmentalizing your brain. And setting up little trigger words or trigger actions there. Like I said, you know, the MK, you know, the McDonald's little theme song there, or, you know, if I showed you a gecko, you're thinking of the insurance company. So that's mind control, if you will, using.
It's just on a
loosely. It's an influence. It's a mind influence.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's mind control. Like you're saying, it's just on a really, really low, just really on a low platform. It's not the more usage. The more advanced. Right. It's not the more
even, right. So something like even like you walk up to a McDonald's or to an establishment. Let me not keep saying their names. You walk up to an establishment, and instead of being able to walk up, you know, there's a line, right? So most individuals are gonna go and get in line. That's a form of social construct. But it could very easily be manipulated, obviously, because there's nobody stopping you from just, well, who cares about the line? I can just walk up to the register. But right, we have already like social construct. So knowing this and knowing the human psyche, CIA and others, because this was not, let's be clear, this was not started by the United States. This was started way before. This was, a lot of this programming was started by Hitler and the Nazi regime itself,
Oh, yeah, all of this stuff transferred over to us from Operation Paperclip.
Mm-hmm.
Another Cliff Notes for those that are taking notes at home, which we encourage. Write down Operation Paperclip. If you don't like to read, I recommend you go watch Captain America, the Winter Soldier. There's a couple of scenes there that do a beautiful job in a very generic way of explaining what happened, right? In any case, so the Delta program, as I was alluding to, that's your JD, right? Like your assassins, the things that you don't really hear about. It's like, but that's, you know, there's that. There's the one that Hollywood uses, which would be the Beta, or at least how this gentleman from YouTube says is the Beta would be the sexual programming. That's your monarchs. That's your music. That's your sex slaves. Which would tie in into Epstein. So somebody like Jeffrey Epstein, the individuals over at NXVM, they would use this version of MKUltra or this portion of MKUltra, this Beta version, which would be the sexual programming, right? Because that's their business. They don't need an assassin. You know, if they need an assassin, they'll just go contact their buddies that run a Delta program, right? And they have a list of all their clients that are already under a Delta programming.
Well, they'll have each of these sections of the program for it will have a what you would consider a handler.
Yeah.
Well, the handler will come into the handler is more of the individual. So like your supervisor.
Right, that's what I mean. So
yeah.
Like Epstein would, if he needed an assassin per se, he would contact the handler for whichever version of the program he needs, and then they would get the agent to do what they needed him to do. Is basically
correct, right? Like he wouldn't use his own people; there would be no need. And it's very, and that's how it stays and it operates. So it's something that operates in almost like a John Wick world, where it's like, this is going on behind the scenes while you and I go to work. You know, these people reach out to individuals that have been, you know, higher ups and above the law for decades. Like Epstein should have been in prison decades ago.
Was it in the 90s?
The fact that he was walking around.
It's about 10 years ago.
Was it in the late 90s, early 2000s where he was actually tried and all this stuff fell under the radar or something?
He was never tried. I think it was 2009. No. And yeah. Basically, Dershowitz completely got him off the hook. And okay, there's some really shady dealings with the
was Dershowitz it him?
As well.
Yes.
Because I heard somebody of a higher up intervene. So I watched that Acosta the press interview that he did.
Yeah.
Because I don't watch your cable news. So I want to hear from the mouth, like from the horse's mouth itself, and I'll decide what he said, what he meant. Not somebody else gonna tell me what he meant. Especially when they cut it up and snip it up. And I watched a full interview, man, and I don't exactly know all the details of what happened, but he made sense. He made sense where it was like somebody from the higher up intervened, which one was unusual. Because there was something along those lines of almost like crossing jurisdiction, if you will. So like, you know, I got pulled over at this jurisdiction, but then some cop from, or, you know, detective attorney from the other state going to come over for whatever reason, as if he has any say in the matter. But that's according to what he was saying. It looks like that's what happened. And
But we do know that, you know, whether Dershowitz was given his marching orders or not, you know, to go forth and, you know, do what he needed to do. I mean, we don't know exactly where it came from, but he did mention that he was introduced to Epstein by Linda Rothschild, which is rather interesting.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I think what's more interesting is that the chief of the FBI at the time was none other than Mr. Bobby Mueller.
Good old Bobby.
Mr. Bobby Mueller. Mr. Good old Bobby Mueller. You know, and it's definitely fishy. But from what Acosta was saying in his interview, like, look, folks, he was about to walk on, I think it was just like some fine or something like that. But there was no jail time, no registration.
Well, no, he had to register as a sex offender, and he had to spend like 2 hours a day or like an hour a day or some shit in quote unquote jail, which was just like a white collar, you know, fun farm.
White collar.
Well, and that's, that's what Acosta was saying. Acosta was saying that he ended up doing that and registering because that's what they fought for.
Yeah.
Because somebody was ready to just give him like a fine or some sort. Like, no, here's what it was, because I did read more onto it. I didn't just watch the interview. So yeah. They were going to charge him for a lesser crime, which was soliciting of prostitutes. That's what they were going to charge him for, which was nothing. It's like no jail time, no registration. So according to Acosta,
prostitutes were like,
so according to Acosta, well, was like, no, he has to plead guilty to a much harsher crime. We're not going to be able to prosecute him fully, but he's definitely not going to just, you know, plead guilty to solicitation to prostitute when these victims were of underage. These are children. These aren't young women like the media is trying to spin this bullshit to. Young women. No, young women equals children.
Well, you know, they're
talking about girls.
There was an interesting thing that was discussed that Dershowitz alluded to as well, that, you know, like the whole don't prosecute Epstein thing came from way higher up.
Right. Like,
Someone told Dershowitz flat out that he Epstein was above his pay grade. And so why is that? Is it just because he's a billionaire? No. It's because if you blew that story wide open, you're looking at indicting, you know, half the freaking popular, famous, rich people of the world. Yeah. Probably more than half.
Look at the images. Well, whatever remains of the images. There's, I mean, you got people from Bill Maher to what was my man's in the wheelchair? That he couldn't, I don't know how the hell he lived so long. Like, the dude couldn't move, but yet somehow he was able to move around. He can move his brain from one place to another. That was just weird. What was this guy's name? I gotta forget it. Hawkins. Hawkins.
I was like, are you talking about? I was about to ask you. You're talking about Stephen Hawkins.
Yeah, Stephen Hawkins. You know, people like that's quite the range, folks. From Bill Maher, a shitty comedian, super creepy, to fucking Hawkins. Can you imagine the individuals in between of those two?
He walked. No doubt. And I've just been, like, I normally don't have anything to do with any of the political crap, little waves going down.
No, we've had to push you towards it. Because here's why.
I've gotten pushed into this for sure.
And like I shared with you, Brandon, because it's such a surreal time, at least for me. And I don't know if you guys can appreciate this or agree with me, but, you know, I'm only 34, super young, but for a majority of my adulthood, young adulthood, even younger, I had odd or conspiracy theory or tinfoil hat thoughts, you know, and we've come to a point today where it's like my crazy tinfoil hats of back in the day are quite normal today. Like, I'm not even crazy.
Yeah.
Everything's coming up. That's like, Oh, I was right.
Would you say that future proves past?
Hey, shall we make that a segue to something that we've sort of drip dropped through episodes, but I personally have not wanted to brought it up because out of respect for an agreement that we did, which was, you know, we would try to stay away from politics unless it was something of historical type. I think that's the exception applies here.
I agree. Otherwise, I would have never looked into it and been okay with even talking about it.
Certainly, it's starting to look like, you know, it transcends a little bit of politics here.
Because before we dig any deeper or go anywhere else, there was something that my wife found listening to one of the podcasts you listen to is called Crime Junkie. And she was actually telling myself and Mr. Ryan about this the other night, and I got some little quick cliff notes from her right before we started doing this so that I could bring it up, because everybody knows what's going on. Well, not everybody, but we'll assume that everybody listening knows what's going on with Epstein, and at least if they don't, they do now at this point in the podcast.
We shared enough, yeah.
They
yeah.
should know.
We shared enough.
What's going on with Epstein, right? Yep. So what she brought up was from this podcast she was listening to called Crime Junkie. There's a really interesting case, and it was called the North Fox Island the Oakland County child killer. So what it basically was it was a camp for young boys. It wasn't just a camp for young boys. They know all of this, and this was in the 70s. So it ended up getting tied to a child porn ring. And Frank Sheldon was the wealthy guy that was running this thing. And he wasn't, he was supposed to be like this super nice guy or whatever. He wasn't. Then they ended up tying it to other camps around the state, and they believe, but they could never prove it, but they believe it was actually a nationwide thing. so the reason why I wanted to bring that up, because to me, whenever she was telling me about it, I was like, oh, well, that's the precursor to Epstein.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think that that's a pretty big possibility here.
Yeah, it's literally just it's almost a mirror image of what we see now coming out with Epstein, that was going on with this stuff. But this stuff, because she's into true crime, she ended up coming across this. And we've had this happen with other stuff too. But
as horrifying as it may seem, I mean, this may go back way, way, way further than that even.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, oh, yeah. No, it totally is. Totally. I don't think it was as big.
Well, like I said, it wasn't as big because they could never actually tie it to anything outside of the state. They were able to tie it to other things within the state. They weren't able to tie it to anything outside the state.
Yeah.
No, what I'm referring to is I don't think it was as big as like as many people part as we do have now. Because I think it was early.
My guess is it was all pretty discreet.
Oh yeah, it was the prototype.
On top of that.
They got old, fat, and completely arrogant and cocky about it, and you know now that's catching up to them.
Yeah, I mean,
like, you know, information.
Look at all the administrations that have come through the years. Like you have individuals that got into that office. It made some really, really, really just shitty decisions.
Oh yeah.
You know, from shitty deals to almost like just taking the taxpayers' money and sending them all over the world, like, without actually reinvesting it in the same country, like in your own nation, you know, deals like that.
The Cold War.
And this is, guys,
cover for that too.
A lot, dude, and a lot of shady PSYOP missions, you know, where you have you know, administrations, you know, being questioned about things like the Contra scandal.
Right?
The Iran-Contra scandal, folks, those that are taking notes, look it up. Sort of do a refresh of history of what happened. Don't look into what political party was in the White House. No, it has nothing to do with that. I just saw a post, one of those memes before we jumped on online here, of how were they able, the quote was like, how were they able to divide us? And they put pictures out there. There's a couple of pictures of different politicians from, you know, Hillary to Bush, both Bushes. And it's, you know, and they alluded to is like, well, in the media, they showed us a lot. They were constantly for administration. After administration, they showed us this disagreement between the blue party and the red party, and back and forth, and the back and forth, how they bickered. But they saying that behind the scenes, they were just fine and dandy because they were going according to the plan, which was like, let's continue to show the American people that us as politicians, we just have this rife, and we all fighting for a cause, and there are different causes, and we're fighting for you.
Yeah.
But in reality, they weren't fighting for us. They were keeping us in line.
Yeah, fighting for themselves.
Include myself, so, you know, but
fighting not for me. Bank accounts.
That's right.
Yeah. So that's how they did it.
That patent we were talking about earlier, before I forget to even mention it.
Which patent?
The patent about the, hang on, let me look at the name of it.
The electronics.
Tools to
enhance the mind control on on individuals, yes.
Yeah, that patent number is patent US 6506148B2. And
please.
So
repeat that again.
It is,
repeat it one more time. US
6506148B2.
Mm-hmm. Wink, wink. Ryan, I don't know if you caught that. Did you catch that B2, Ryan?
Sure did.
So, with that, we're gonna
well, one thing that I want
to segue in here into.
Well, let me point this out really fast, because we were talking about MK Ultra earlier and how long ago that was and how they just have made it better. So this patent that we're talking about is from 2003. It's not an old patent. This patent is from 2003. I just want to make sure.
I want to mention on that, because the obviously folks can't, this is an audio, you can't see the visual there until you pull it up on your end there, that patent. But it might be a new, quote-unquote new patent, Mr. Easy, but if you see there, it shows a VCR. VCRs are not from 2003.
Oh, yeah, no.
2003, VCRs were still around, but they were an old technology at that time. DVDs were the thing. Just to keep
folks
in perspective there.
I just more or less wanted to point out the fact that, you know, even still with MK Ultra being so long ago and disclosed so long ago, it was still happening just differently than what we would expect, and called something else. I mean, and this patent helps illustrate that, and the date of the patent helps illustrate that.
It's tools. It's just like anything else. It's tools. Like, you know, you don't go to just, I like to simplify things for myself to try to understand them. It's that patent there was simply a tool. So, you know, just if somebody, let's go back to the work example, right? Your supervisor, your trainer, whatever, gives you the training, right? And shows you how to do the job. Well, along with how to do the job, there's tools that go involved, whether it's a hammer or a computer to do that job. So that patent that Mr. Easy there brought up is just one of those tools to enhance the programming within the individual itself.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's all the stuff's tool, just all part of it anyway. I mean, I believe Harp's involved in some of it too with it. I mean, and that's just a tool, and that patent could well be ridiculously terrifying if you read it.
Yeah, you made me read that one day. Yeah. Still hadn't forgiven you.
Most people don't. Right.
So who wants to break the mold in the Q&A on? Or Q? Who wants to give us the clip notes?
I'm gonna have to step down for that one. That's y'all's forte, not mine. I've been recently trying to keep up with it, but that's really about the extent of my knowledge of it.
I think it might be cool to touch on, you know, kind of do some like closing remarks on that. It looks like of course Q was gone for several weeks. He goes dark from time to time. Or she goes dark. I don't know who it is. Nobody does. Yeah.
He, she.
Yeah.
As long as you don't assume it's gender, because we don't want to insult Q.
Yeah. We don't want to assume Q's gender, of course.
For those that don't know or haven't heard, or if you have heard and the only way you heard was through, you know, your New York Times article of shitting on Q. So apparently in 2017, correct me if I'm on anything, if I'm wrong here, Jack, and according to around 2017 of October, September of October.
Mm-hmm. October 30th, I think.
October, so something around that, something along those lines in 2017. I can pull it up, but I'm not going to.
Yeah.
Because again, I'm just trying.
Well, I mean, we don't have
haven't heard.
Yeah, but we don't have to give the entire history, you know, just suffice to say, you know, there's too much going on to just blindly dismiss it as a conspiracy theory or a hoax. And on top of that, when you look at one of the big underlying themes, you know, logical thinking, think for yourself, you know, don't take our word for it. Go dig it up yourself. Research it yourself. Use your brain. And, you know, anything that's portraying that kind of a message, to me, you know, I my ears instantly perk up. And, I mean, it's fine, you know, if you don't agree with it, you don't agree with it. I mean, admittedly, to the normal brain, it probably sounds a little far-fetched. certainly unprecedented in our history, but there's too many little things that just kind of start to add up after a little while that you really just, I don't feel like you can responsibly dismiss it. Doesn't mean that you have to believe, per se. You can maintain a healthy skepticism. Hell, half the time I do.
I agree. And you should. I encourage folks to do. And so yeah. what Jack is alluding to, folks. So the this Q individual or QAnon, the Anon comes from, so there's a couple of sites on the internets. And so these sites are 4chan and 8chan. For those that haven't heard or don't know what these two are, they're just like your earlier concept of what the internet was. So they're just message board. This is pre-Facebook. This is, if anybody remembers.
It's like the backwater of the internet.
Yeah. If you remember, if you're old enough to remember before Facebook was an application, but you were able to use your cell phone, your crappy internet off your cell phone. If yep. you recall the way that Facebook used to look, that you just sort of scroll down. So yeah. that's sort of the concept of.
It's almost like an old
AOL. Type of places these two sites are.
Sort of.
Yeah, it's a very old concept, but it's a simple concept. So anyway, so you in both of either one of these sites, you know, you get a lot of individuals that are very smart. And then just post stuff there. They post, you know, mm-hmm. memes, they post pictures, they post theories. Well,
yep.
around October 2017, this individual or this Anon, as they all go by, because you're given a numeric ID. Yeah, your name is not on there. Your picture's not on there. This is not the place for that. This is just for people to spew their thinking, whether it's good, bad, left, right, it doesn't matter. Everyone can go there and freely just spew their objective. Well, so this Anon or Q went on those boards and started to post information, and it was high class information, not actually, like, you know, from high officials. And so, you know, fast forward to 2019, there's been, and what Jack Ryan here was saying was that there's in since 2017 to 2019, there's been way too many, as they call them, drops that this Q individual or Q team or QAnon has posted on that same board throughout these years, that there's just too many of them that have actually come to pass to be a mere coincidence. I mean, we're talking about timing. We're talking about details. Like, for instance, just recently, the last 24 hours, depending on when you're listening to this, but today is July, what is July? July 14th? 2019.
Yeah, 14th.
Right. So yesterday in New York City, there was a blackout. Well, here's one of the little examples of this QAnon individual that keeps posting information ahead of time that keeps coming out to be true. And this is a very based breakdown of it, because it's been a few years since he's been posting. He's posted a lot, or she's posted a lot, or the team has posted a lot. There's a lot of information. I encourage folks to look into it, but also be mindful, because there's a lot. It's a mighty web we weave on that one.
Just a whole quick word on the Q moniker as well. Some of the original messages were signed. They were still put, you know, without a trip code, just as, you know, an any other Anon on 8chan.
Right, like a random generated number.
Yeah, but he would sign them Q Clearance Patriot, which is an allusion to like top secret clearances. Specifically, Q clearance is nuclear clearance. So like anybody who works on top secret
energy department. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it could be military, like, you know, nuclear subs, that sort of thing.
You could be a civil. Yeah, you could be a civil individual. You know, for those that have been into the conspiracy world, if you will, for years, you may have heard of Bill Cooper. Bill Cooper had a Q clearance. And thus, if you read, which I encourage everyone to read, it's a very dire, dark book, but it's a very important book. I would consider it to be the Bible of conspiracy theories.
Bill Cooper was murdered in his front lawn for it.
Yes, for tax evasion, was it not? And this was his book, for those that are keeping notes at home. It's called Behold the Pale Horse. Yes, it's named after the horse from the Book of Revelations, because he was a man of faith, and he goes through in the book. It's a big book. There's a lot of information in there. I would still recommend it, even if you don't read through the whole thing, because I haven't, because there's just so much darkness, and not darkness, but there's a lot of harsh truth. It's a lot of harsh truth.
It's very gloomy. Because
he tells it how it is. There's a lot of information
it's really,
that drops there.
It's really hard to read, for sure.
Well, you know what? And I think also, Mr. Easy, on that is because the man who wrote it, right, Bill Cooper, having all this information and knowledge, I'm sure it affected how he. I'm sure it made him a very, you know, how do you say it?
Bleak.
Yeah, like you could see it through his writing. Like even through the writing, he tries to elevate the reader, you know, and it's like, I still believe in Christ and, you know, this and that. But there's just so much bad information, if you will, like bad as meaning as like just these bad plans that high individuals or individuals with influence have. All these documents.
Hang on. Wait. Go back and say that again. We had a little bit of an audio interruption on coming through on that part. So go back and say
I don't know. Talking about Bill Cooper. We're talking about Bill Cooper. Behold the Pale Horse. And I can see how a man would take, you know, knowing and having all these documents and evidence of, you know, operations and individuals and corporations conspiring against humanity. For one reason or another, I can see how it can make that individual sort of bleak and have a bleak outlook. So, yes, you can see that through the book, despite his attempt to try to, like, uplift the reader and try to give them hope in Christ or in faith.
So to kind of bring it a little bit back to Q, this whole thing, I mean, if you want to assume for a second that it's legit, then that would indicate that this whole thing is about preventing that bleak future that Bill Cooper talks about. And Q is kind of, it's basically a campaign to, again, you know, assuming that it's legit and believable, then it indicates that this whole Q initiative is to bring knowledge to the public, let them know that, you know, there are people working behind the scenes that are with us, the people, and are, you know, working day in, day out, putting their lives on the line to defeat these monsters and restore the power of the people and get rid of the vast tentacles of all these groups that are hell-bent on, you know, just destroying and enslaving the average Joes like us. And, I mean, you know, all of that kind of ultimately goes back to the central banking system, which is definitely a topic for another time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, one could argue that that's probably the root of all evil right there. Gotta love
money. I believe it's a very large excuse me. I believe the central banking system is a very large part of not only our issues here in America, but worldwide, even for that matter. Not all countries use a central banking system, but most do.
Was interesting to look at the ones that were not controlled by the banks that control us, because, you know, it was...
Those are the ones we go to war with.
It was like North Korea, Iraq, Vietnam back in the day. It's literally, it's a who's who of, you know, who NATO has gone to war with in the past, like, 50 years.
And to add, and I just wanted to add to what Jack Ryan was saying there as far as the Q and QAnon and that movement, you know, that the, you know, what they call it, the greatest military intelligence operation of our time. So for those that wonder, like, well, why would this high level individual resort to a shitty place where, you know, of message boards to drop information? Well, we, from what he or she has stated, and from what we've already shared here, like when you have a, you know, a media, or when you have the media, or that is the whole establishment owned by six corporations, and we've, you know, we can do that on a different podcast and really break down Project Mockingbird and how, from what it was reported back in those Senate hearings and in those papers to where we are today, you can clearly see that it not only did it not stop, it was multiplied a hundredfold, you know, to the point where it's like they didn't even have it was because all they had to do, you know, bundle everybody on the top, just bundle all of them up. Everybody just sell to each other. We have six owners, so we control the flow of information, and that's what led to his team of Q to go to the message boards to start disclosing real information and what was really happening behind the scenes.
Information
the media will not report
By those corporations. Like 8chan is just the Wild West, and so it's the logical choice of where to go.
Right. So folks like that have been following Q, for instance. You know, they'll know things before they happen, like the whole next NXVM thing and Allison Mack. We knew about it because
It's like
this QAnon was already
known about Epstein over a year, I've known about Epstein for longer than that. But I mean, anybody who's been following Q, and that was all that they knew. You know, they've known about Epstein for over a year. I mean, like it's starting to look, you know, more of Q's chips just keep falling into place. And I mean, some of them don't, but he even said, you know, sometimes you're going to have
misinformation is needed.
Yeah. Like our enemies are actively monitoring these boards too. So, you know, we've got to throw some curveballs in.
Yeah, like I said, I don't follow Q the way y'all do. I do follow it, so to speak, but not the way y'all do. But even I have seen where he talked about that. You know, I'm gonna release this stuff with misinformation also.
Yeah.
Best defense in most cases for any of this, because our government uses it against us also, is misinformation. Mm-hmm. So
absolutely.
The thing that sort of shocked me with the whole Q thing, because I followed it, but I follow it from somewhat as a objectively and seen it from afar, because again, he's an anonymous individual, so I can only take whatever information this person drops with, you know, as with a grain of salt, because I don't even know who this person is, right? A lot of this stuff does come up, and it's true, and when you see the media, for instance, as an example, the NXVM case, you know, it was reported barely, it was like under the radar reported, because they had to report it, but they were reporting it and using words like so and so was guilty of sex crimes or occult, and it's like, wait, no, they call it a sex cult. It's like, no, this is a human trafficking, like, they were selling and moving, young, like, these were kids, like, look at the papers, we're talking about teenagers, these aren't young women, as, like, the media says it, like, they don't would like to say, they say it that way, and things like that. Folks need to really wake up and start listening to key words like that. When they start, you know, bringing down those criminalizing words from an actual rapist to, you know, victim or sex crime abuser or a sex abuser, like, no, call it what it is. So that's what's resorted to us.
Kind of like that, but man, we'll have to do an entire episode just on the NXIVM cult as it is, but. Alas, we've kind of begun to hit the time block here. So,
we are, and we have plenty of more to come. But we just wanted to sort of do a little catch up with you guys
just a little recap.
We're still here.
Pay attention to Epstein. You know, do yourself a favor. Pay attention to Q. You know, take everything with a rational grain of salt.
And the most important, I think, the most important part of all this, right? With all the stuff we've talked about, especially in this episode, there's a lot of information in this episode.
Yes, there is.
With that, the most important part is don't just take our word for it. Go
do
research
your own
it
research
for yourself.
Yes.
Do make, your own research.
Don't make your decisions based off what we think. Because a lot of this, some of this stuff is our ideas. A lot of it is backed up.
But I mean, at the end of the day, we're just three dudes that are right. in the same boat that everybody else is in.
Yeah, we have our own ideas. So
we just have way much more free time than most as we research this shit before it becomes new. No, and we appreciate you folks that came back, newcomers. Again, listen to the episode, and we're just sort of dropping little buckets of truth here. Do your own research, you know, research Project Mockingbird, Operation Paperclip, MK Ultra, and go to legit sites. You know, you don't have to. Yeah, just go pull up the committee hearings, you know, and start there.
For any of the documents, you can use blackvault.com. It's a really good place to find them. You can also, if you're skeptic about just like a database board, which is basically what that is for stuff like that, you can always use like the actual official government sites for disclosure stuff. Because all of the
Freedom of Information Act
documents all have to be made available, and they are available on the respective sites for the three-letter cuss word sites. So the FBI and CIA both have disclosure sites for all of that stuff, so you can go pull it directly from them also. So there's no debate on it being legit or not legit or any of that stuff. Like it's the actual stuff.
I mean, it's the information age. We have unprecedented access. And to, you know, to everybody out there in radio land, man, go look some stuff up. Anybody?
Our page has it. Our page has the one. I mean, I'm sure, Jack, I just want to make sure that our page, our Facebook page there, the wall board discussion, there we did post one of those tools of those patents, not the one that we just mentioned on this podcast.
But, no, this one we just
Mr. Easy Well.
I'll put it up there.
We will post it there on our page. Again, folks, we appreciate you tuning in. We appreciate you guys sticking around with us.
Absolutely.
Like I said, think for yourself.
Guys.
Dig ignorance on this in 2019 is an absolute choice. Stay alert. Be vigilant. And take care of your children, man. Because that's the more, as far as the QAnon, and if anybody wants to dig on those, I will give you where I go to, which is qmap.pub. And again, qmap.pub. I will, again, take it with a grain of salt, go through. There's a lot of information in that site, folks.
Yep.
And it's going to take you some time to not only, if you're a newcomer to it, it's going to take you some time to learn how it's written, because the way it's written, it's in a very coded word, very straight to the point. There are some symbolism in there.
There's YouTube people like do a really, really, really good analysis of, like, you know, learning the comms. Like Praying Medic, who I'm going to give a quick shout out.
Praying Medic, shout out. Shout out to Praying Medic.
Mm-hmm. And his last video was all on learning the comms. I encourage everybody to go out, check it out. Anybody?
Praying Medic, yes.
We'll
post it on our page. We'll post a, I just seen that last video from Praying Medic, Jack, and I'll definitely repost it in our Facebook page for those that are interested of going down that hole and get actual news, you know, before they happen. Like I said, the New York thing, you know, he dropped it on the 11th. He said, watch New York City on the 11th. So a lot of the folks are thinking that the blackout yesterday was due to a high level of arrest that took place. And
could
for whatever
well
reason, they need to shut down the powers. Right. It could be. We won't know until we know. But again, QMAP.pub, Praying Medic, go to our Facebook page. We appreciate you tuning in, guys. And we will be back. Jack Ryan left us there for a minute for a high important classified mission, but he should be now off contract. I think Q already released him and he's back with us, unless Q needs him again.
And should that day come, I'll serve my country and do my best.
Folks,
on that note.
Anything else? Anyone else? Going one. I
think we're good.
Best of luck and well wishes to everybody out there. You know,
folks, God bless. Take care of each other. Love each other. Be kind to each other. Be patient with one another.
Keep your powder.
Good times we're living in.
And you guys have a good day.
All right, boys. Later.
Later.